We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah, Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, we're continuing the Tahara process. He's Tahara anyway, the Nazir, but when he finishes up his Naziris, he'll be able to drink wine and take haircuts now, and Matam Alamesim. So it says in the Pasuk that V'lokach HaKoyin is Azraya B'Sheila Min Ha'ayil. In this pot that they're cooking up, the Shlomim, they take Azraya B'Sheila, take the cooked form, the challah matz, and the halacha is also he brings 20 challahs. So the challah matz achas min asal goes to the kohen, and rokach matz achav goes to the kohen, and they take those three things, the two challahs and the zreya b'sheila, and they make tzenuf on it together with the kapi anazir in the hands of anazir, and they make tzenuf on it. And it says all this happens achar es gachas nizra. So Zokta Mishnah. And Vashos Ashlamim or Shalkan. When they were cooking Ashlamim, or Shalkan means they cook it even more than they overcook it. Hakoyin Neutel es Hazreya B'Sheila Min Ha'ayil. The Koyin takes Hazreya B'Sheila from the Ayil, the Chala Matzah Achas Min Asal, one Chala from the Matzahs, Uroki Matzah Achas, one Matzah from the Rekikim. V'Nosin Al Kapi, should I say one Matzah from the Chalas, and one Matzah from the Rekikim. V'Nosin Al Kapi Anazir, they put on the hands of the Nazir, U'menifin, and they do Tenufa. And after that, hutar hanozir listos yayim matam lemesim. That means the Tanakama holds that the only time, when is he finished his whole thing? After he does everything in the pasuk. That means he brings all three kavanas, and he takes the haircut, and he does the tznufa, then he can start drinking wine matam lemesim. Huh? Because in the pasuk you see it. So this is pasuk, in pasuk the kavanas come from a four pasuk Yud Zayin, and a pasuk Yud Zayin Yud Ches, it says Kil Gilach Hanozer Pesach on Moedas Rosh Nizra V'Lokas Sar Rosh Nizra V'Losan Al Eish Ashtachas Elach Shlomim. Next pasuk says V'Lokas Koyin Israel B'Shev all those things, and then it's Achar Skalchay. So you had a haircut already because it's V'Gilach. Then it's after that V'Heinif Oisam LaKoyin Tenufal Bnei Hashem Koyish V'Lokem, and it says V'Achar Yishta Nozer Yain. Pasuk Chof it says Achar Yishta Nozer Yain. So the pasuk before says about the Kabbonis, and then after that it says all this. That says all this. So this man holds Acha Kol Hamaisim after everything. The pasuk says in pasuk Tes Zayin. It says Vigor Kofrei Hashem Vasa Chatos Vesel Asoy Vesal Yasa Zevach Hashlom Hashem Asal Matzis Vasa Koyin Es Mechas Vesiskoy. It's pasuk Yud Zayin. Then we read Yud Ches in the test. So after all these things in pasuk Chof, it says VaAchar Yishda Hanozi Yayin. And they learn very literally. V'achar yishta nozer yayin means that the Tanakam holds after everything, the whole entire process, which could take a few hours. All this, achar yishta nozer yayin. Rav Shimon Oimer, kimun shenizrik alav echad min hadamim. Once you zerik one of the damim, one of the kabbonis, hutar anozer lishtos b'yayin matam l'meisim. He's ready mutter to drink wine and matam l'meisim.
Before he got his hair.
After he cuts his hair. He cuts his hair is part of the process. Like we said before, either you cut your hair after the chatos, or you cut your hair after the shlamim, which is always before.
You sprinkle once you spritz any blood.
Once, over the hair, spritz, once, so you take the haircut then. Kim's a dumb, and you take a haircut, exactly. You take a haircut then, that's when you're allowed to take a haircut, and you take a haircut then. But here's who to know, let's just be on time, you're asking, is Taglachas Ma'akiv? No. Fear of Shimon, Taglachas is not Ma'akiv, if that's your question. So my question was, is Taglachas Ma'akiv? Do you have to have a haircut? You don't have to have a haircut. Nizrik Adam is enough, and Taglachas is not Ma'akiv according to Rav Shimon. Nothing's Ma'akiv. The only thing Ma'akiv is one carbon, Zrikasdam. That's always Ma'akiv. That's it. Once you do that, Hutan Alos is Yayim on time of the Mason. Zok to Gemara. Lots of drushes. We have him a Chalikas, Tanakama, Rav Shimon. If you need the whole process in order to be mutter to drink wine on time of the Mason, or it's enough, one of the Dhamm. So Tana Rabbanu, we're going to show you the drush in the Pesukim. In the Pasuk it says that after V'heinif oisam ha-koyin tenufa v'nei Hashem, koydishu la-koyin al-chazei ha-tenufa v'shei g'tshuma, v'acha yishta nozi'ayin. So drush, acha ha-maisim kulam. The Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is the Tanakam of our Mishnah. Acha ha-maisim kulam. You have to do everything. After you do everything, so then you could start drinking wine. The Chacham Ma'imrim, acha ha-masa yechidi. After one maisa. After one maisa. Like Taisa says, means one of the dhamm. One of the dhamm is enough. That's enough. Now, how do you know acha means ma'isi yechidi? Ma'itam adarbanan. Ksiv hachav acha yishtay nazuyayim. Ksiv hasam acha esgalchoi. It says the eloshon acha esgalchoi. And just like acha esgalchoi means after the haircut, which is one thing. So here also. Which says that after Zgalcha, you take the Zerayah B'Sheil, it's a Lashon Yechidi, after one thing. How do you know Acha Zgalcha means after Zgalcha? It means Acha Zgalcha and everything else before that. It means everything before that. And Taka have to have all the Maisi. So Gemara Yochi, then Gzeri Shava Lomali. Why did Gzeri Shava? Which means like this. They had a Kabbalah, they're born on a Kabbalah, that there is a Gzereshava of Echad Echad. That's Gzereshava. Now, what are you using that for? If Achaz Galchay doesn't mean the after Maisi Yechidi, and then the Achad means after everything, so what do you need a Gzereshava Echad Echad? What's that for? Achar Achar. Teretz is that it must be Achaz Galchay means Maisi Yechidi. And therefore, we need a Drosha of Achar Achar tell you, even after Maisi Yechidi, you're allowed to start drinking wine to be Metamel LeMaisi. So, to Gemara Vaita. So that's what comes out. So that means the Tanakam was Rabbi Eliezer holds Acha Kol Ma'isim Kulum. You have to do the whole process. Then you can start drinking wine. Rav Shimon says, no. And by the way, part of that process is the Hirko, which happens after the Shlomo, after the Chatas, Kol Acha Lefi Rabbi Eliezer, regardless after the Chatas. But Rav Shimon says, no. All you need is Rikas Dam. Zorik Tumar Avai. The Omer Rav, Tnufa B'Nozim Ma'akevis. Tnufa B'Nozim, that's a Ma'akev. Right tomorrow, what are you talking about? Who? Leave it the man. Ilam Alud Rabbanon. If it's going to Rabbanon, Taglachas and Rabbanon Ma'akva, Ma'adach Taglachas, according to Rabbanon Ma'akev, all that's Ma'akev according to Rabbanon is one Zrikas Dabba. So Ma'adach Taglachas, which is a big part of the mitzvah, is not Ma'akev, Tanufa Mebai, you have to tell me Tanufa? You have to Tanufa? And what's the Kavachimer? What's the Kavachimer? So Tosis explains, the Kavachimer is Taglachas Shibin Guf HaNazir. That's in the Guf HaNazir, that's like a more common, it's part of the Guf HaNazir. Still, that's not Ma'akev, Tanufa, which is never ma'akev. You think that's your ma'akev over here? So it can't be the Rabbanim. So who's Rav talking about when he says tnufa benoz ma'akevis? It can't be the Rabbanim. Ella liba the Rav Shimon. Ella liba the Rav Eliezer. So going to the Rav Eliezer holds kol ha'maisim ma'akevim. Freit the Gemara pshita ha'amar Rav Eliezer achar ma'isim kulam. It says Rav Eliezer says achar ma'isim kulam. It's pshita. Zog the Gemara ma'od teima. So the Mar says, the Chayav Yerlezer is posh. Mar says, no, it's not so posh. Because Mao the Tema, it's not for entirely good. El leader of the other people, I'm not going to call everything's Ma'akev. So why should it be Ma'akev? So Mao the Tema, since Gavi Kapara, the loch is, if you miss the Tanufa, you still get the Kapara. The Gemara in Zvachim, and it's, I think it's in Pesach's Yuma as well, says that if you left out Tanufa, you still get your Kapara. So you would think, since you still get your Kapara, it's not Ma'akev when it comes here, because all over the Torah it's not Ma'akev. So maybe even the Gavi Nazir should be Ma'akev. Kemash V'lon, it's still Ma'akev over here. That means Nazir is more Chomer than a regular carbon. A regular carbon Tanufa is not Ma'akev. But here we're teaching us that here, even though Tufa usually Ma'akev, here when it comes to the Halachas of Nazir, since it's Acha Ma'isim Kulam, therefore it's Ma'akev. That is the Kamash Malon.